Welcome back, everyone, to the Reflex Blue Show. I am your host, Donovan Beery, still at How Design Live here in Chicago at the fantastic Hyatt. Is it the Hyatt? Is that where we're at?
Hyatt Regency.
We're in some underground bunker behind the registration desk. It's actually a great room. It's pretty quiet back here. I've only heard a few ambulances outside because we are kind of close to the road. And it's not that overwhelming of a room. I think when we did this in Boston, they put us in this giant room. It's like an echo chamber. You never got good sound. So.
Yeah.
All right, we got Brian Wood. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you.
And you're here working the Adobe booth, right?
Yeah.
And we've heard of Adobe.
Yeah, a little bit. It's been around a couple years. It's crazy. It's a great show. You know, we love being here, but it's one of those things where I love being able to come to these, to be able to do this kind of thing, to be able to riff with people and just talk and kind of find out workflows and just figure out what people are doing. So
are you giving a talk here or are you just working the registration booth?
Yeah, I had two talks actually. I had one on Adobe Stock yesterday, Wednesday, and I just had one this morning, Thursday, on UX. So trying to bring UX design into your career path, kind of a way to do that using Adobe XD and just generically how UX works, what it is. So
let's start with the Adobe Stock. That's you guys have like it's actually, I think I bought one time. We have this client where we have photos that we don't want to really pay for because no one's ever going to see them. But we were using like dollarphotoclub.com,
yeah,
I believe is what we were using. And somehow that all got transferred to Adobe Stock. So all of a sudden I had an Adobe Stock account with a bunch of credits because of that.
Yeah.
And I noticed that there were a lot more photos in Adobe Stock than what the Dollar Photo Club had.
Yeah, yeah, there's a few more. And honestly, that's one of the best reasons that I love it and I use it every day, because it's not just imagery. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of stock companies out there. You have vectors and illustration, and they've also moved into video, so HD, 4K, and all kinds of stuff. And they now have 3D content too. So it's really kind of, I don't know, it's a huge library, and it just keeps growing every day. So
what's the hardest part about it? Is it trying to about running the Adobe Stock? Is it making sure that the photos still, that there's enough of them, that the content's right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I would think, I'm more of a user, to be honest. I'm addicted to it. I use it every day.
Well, I didn't know what your talk was, if it was about actually like the back end part of it, or is you using it?
It's more use. It's more, you know, here are some best practices, some ways to use it in the program, that type of thing. Because I talk to a lot of companies and help them with workflow. So, you know, Stock is becoming, as a service, it's becoming a big part of, you know, what some companies are doing, essentially. And it's, you know, yeah, obviously it's trying to keep up, trying to make sure that, you know, there's good content, because, I mean, it's a highly curated library, essentially, you know, which means there's a lot of content in there, but they're looking at all of it, so to assure that it's something that, you know, I might want to buy, for instance.
Right, I mean, I think we all hate Stock, but we all know we have to use it. So if we use it, we want to make sure that it's actually decent.
Yeah, it's good stuff that we can use, because it's our name, it's our design, or our client's name, or whatever. So, yeah, that's the key, right?
Now, I'm just using it by downloading it, but you mentioned something about working with the programs. Is there something I'm missing here? Is there some sort of integration, because it's Adobe, that I don't know about?
Yeah,
I just hit download and then re-upload it, but I could be, like, completely doing this backwards.
You got to find the magic, and the magic is to get into the program, like a Photoshop, Illustrator, Muse, whatever, and you're using Creative Cloud Libraries, and the panel on the right, usually. And what you're going to do is you can search right in the program. So
I don't have to go to the website.
No.
Oh, okay.
So if you're working on a project, I'm in Photoshop, I'm trying to create a composition, I need something for inspiration, I'm like, I need an image. So I'll just write in the program, jump into the search field, type something in, keyword it out, and then just say, what do I want? Do I want an image? Do I want vector? Do I want, you know, whatever it is. It lets you download. You can actually see low res, you know, watermark version.
Oh, so I can actually just put a comp image in without even leaving the program.
Yeah. And then the best part, you take that.
No, that's already the best part.
That's best.
I don't know.
It's already a win, right?
Yeah.
So you take that, you put it in your design, you work your magic, you add your masks and whatever you're doing. And at the end of the process, you're like, okay, I actually want that image, so now I'm going to go buy it. So you just you flip the switch and say, bam, right over there in the panel or on the page, you're going to go basically license that image. It just swaps it out. Watermark's gone. All your stuff is still there. All your formatting, everything you did, masks, all that stuff is still there. So
that
workflow is phenomenal.
Yeah, that sounds too easy to take my money.
Yeah.
Okay, now I get it. Now I get why So it's in all the programs. There's just a window.
Yeah. Thus, it's usually called libraries or something like that. It is, to use that, the one thing I would say is that it's tied to a Creative Cloud library. So essentially what you're doing is you're using that panel to be able to download through, and it saves it in your library locally if you want to do that, and that way you can work. If you don't have, let's say, Creative Cloud library, you're at a company where, you know, I don't know, somehow it doesn't work.
You're still on
like
CS2.
You said, you're still on whatever, that's dead to me, but you can then download off the website and, you know, do it that way. So there's, you know, we've got options. That's the best part.
Yeah, sometimes I just do things because it's like what I'm used to. So I was used to just downloading and never even thought to look.
Yeah, it's, you know, that's what they pay me to do. So explore, which is awesome.
All right, we're going to be right back with Brian Wood. Okay, so Brian, you actually have two talks here, you said. And what was the other one about?
Yeah, so actually I have another talk about UX, and I have my co-presenter was actually Meng He, and she is a phenomenal UX designer. And what we did was we basically talked about how if you're a designer, print, web, whatever, you can get into UX and the steps to do that. Just some helpful tips. We talked about Adobe XD and just kind of looking at the where we're at now.
No,
and
what's
workspace.
Adobe XD?
Adobe XD, I know. So many acronyms. Adobe Experience Design, which is in beta currently, and it's, if you're a Creative Cloud subscriber, you can download it. If you do web app design and you're looking to get into it maybe, or even presentations, you can actually use this tool to do that. Because the whole idea is that you design in it, you can prototype with it, which means create this working thing that somebody can look at on a device, tap, and go to the next screen. And you can also share with it. And that way you gather feedback with comments, and then you just make your changes. So
why isn't this just built into like Photoshop? Is there a reason it's a separate entity?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's something that's been done for a while, and it was built from the ground up for speed, and that's why. That's one of the reasons why. It was really born out of a need, because there are so many tools out there that we use to try and do this workflow, and you know, there were some people that said, well, what if we have one single tool, build it from the ground up, make it a native application, it's native macOS and native Windows, and just build it to be fast, and that's what that is. That's why they decided to kind of, well, one of the reasons why it's kind of separate from the others, so.
And it's just, does it do like, is it for like wireframing?
That's exactly it. That's one of the uses. And people will use it for, you know, if you want to do quick mock-ups, quick prototyping, quick like, you know, here's just a feel, get the flow down, etc. Or if you want to go full design, you know, and you want to actually make it the experience where people can tap and go and all that kind of thing. Because they let you share it like a million different ways, so. Which is great for the audience or your users.
And it's in beta and just comes with my cloud.
In beta, comes with the cloud, you got it. And right now, the whole idea is that I love the fact, I think, that they're using this website called User Voice to gather feedback from people, and you can actually suggest a feature, and then people can upvote it. So it's very social, it's very like Wave, it's a great way to be able to figure out, you know, the team is trying to decide features and how people are actually using the tool like that. But that's one of the reasons why it's taking shape, let's say. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think is the feature that's missing right now? You voting on anything?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I do a lot of web, and they're looking at things like responsive, you know, having responsive artboards.
Just a fad.
Just a total.
Well, the
fad.
Web's a fad. Responsive's a fad. It's all a fad.
Yeah, a guy I work with years ago has said that. He sticks by it. Yeah, it's. That's, you know, and it's one of those things where we're just trying to add things to work faster, you know, work smarter, not harder. That's the whole key, and that's what they're looking at. That's a lot of the things they're looking to do. So,
okay,
yeah, it's great. It's amazing. I mean, I use it every day. I used to use Illustrator for this kind of stuff, but it's just, I've kind of switched my work over to XD these days, all my client work. So,
yeah, I used to use freehand, and Adobe killed that on me. I'm still
a little bitter.
Still bitter.
Well, yeah, I actually am a little too, but I started out doing catalog work, so I started at Eddie Bauer, and I was.
So you probably had Quark.
I was Quark. As a matter of fact, I worked with Adobe back in the day where we went to Dodger Stadium, and there was a shootout between Quark and InDesign.
Oh.
And I was the Quark guy, and I got beat down. So they trying to show the difference, but yeah, I used freehand. I was the guy that would actually go in and lay out the store and make a million little sweaters and a million little this and lay it all out with the designer's help, obviously.
But, right.
Yeah.
Different size art boards. It was
great. Yeah, yeah.
Which the illustrator finally has.
We can do. Yeah,
it only took him like a decade, but they got it. I don't do a lot of illustration, I use InDesign a lot, and I use Photoshop, but I actually rarely use Illustrator, because of my style and what I do, but I know people who use it, obviously.
Yeah, it's my tool. I use it for all kinds of stuff, so, web design, app design, all that. That was our key. That was, I was trying to switch my designer to go to XD. I mean, that's, it's been a little bit of a battle, because she's a diehard Illustrator user, but she's coming around.
Well, there's that thing where you get so good with the program, and I think that was half of freehand, is it's like you used it so much, you understood it, and then when it changes, it's not necessarily it's better or worse, it's just, you're just like, I don't... So, how hard is it to make a move to something like XD?
You know, it's disgustingly simple, and you're going to... What I tell people all the time is when you get in there, you're going to overthink stuff. You're going to think it's harder than it is, because they've tried to make XD to where it is, like I said, it's fast... But it also takes the best of just about every tool we've got. So InDesign, Illustrator, Photoshop, and make it so like drawing is easy. If you want to make a mask, instead of going to Illustrator and creating a shape and this and double clicking and blah, we draw a shape and drop an image in it. There's your mask. That's the type of thing. It's trying to make your workflow just that much faster and be seamless. So you don't think about the tool. You're focusing on the task at hand, on the thing you're doing. So that's pretty awesome.
All right, we're going to be back with Brian. So you're actually writing a book on XD then too. So it's like you're here, you're helping with the Adobe stuff, but I mean you actually, that's not actually your company.
Yeah.
You actually have a life outside of the whatnot.
Yeah, for me what keeps it interesting is what I do. It's all this different stuff I get to do. I develop, I create websites, work with, designers, all that kind of thing outside, with my own company. And also I do a lot of writing. I create a lot of video course content, et cetera. But the book I'm writing right now is we're getting close. I'm working through the process and it's been kind of exciting. I can't wait for it to be done. Like every book I write. I think I've written 15 books now. So
oh, geez.
I've written the Illustrator Classroom in a Book since CS3, the Muse Classroom in a Book since 1.0. And I write a lot, which is great, and it helps,
Do you have a place people can go to, like, get a list of your books, or do I just go to Amazon and type in Brian Wood author?
Yeah, Amazon. You can also go to Peachbit, and they have an author's page, and they've got just everything that people do, kind of thing. And that's probably the place, because just about every book I've written is through Peachbit, which is a great company to work with. But it's a process, man. When I first got into it, I did not like it.
Yeah.
Writing a book, I was like, forget this.
Over the years, I've talked to a lot of people who have written books, and I get this comment like, you're finished with the book, and you're like, this is the last book I'm ever going to write.
Never.
And then I think you take a weekend off, and you're like, man, I got this book idea.
Yeah. I got an idea. Yeah, it gets easier over time. Yes, you want it to be different and fresh and all that stuff, which is great. But
does it get easier because you just start phoning it in?
Yeah. You just hire it out. You're,
it's an ebook. It's 14 pages.
I forgot to say that, didn't I? Yeah. These are all manuals or pamphlets.
Yeah. When's the XD book coming out? Do you have a title?
We still don't have a timeline. We're trying to figure that out. We're trying to go through and it's just. But up to kind of me to kind of get it done, which, I've got a lot of stuff I'm doing, so it's kind of...
Right.
This, whatever, it's... But it's... I'm getting there slowly, It's kind of nice not to have tons of pressure, so that's great.
Okay. What's the best book that you've done out of these? Like, if someone wants to check out one of them, what do you recommend?
I think Illustrator... I'm thinking an XD book will probably be my best. I feel it in my gut.
Okay, but let me reword that. Which book do you get the most? Do people talk to you most about?
Illustrator. It's funny. I had one of the Adobe people come up to me and said, hey, you're Brian Wood, right? And I said, yeah. And he said, did you write the CS3 Illustrator book? And I said, yeah, that's the one I started writing, the first one I wrote. And he said, I had that one in like high school. And I was like, well, first of all, oh man. But it was cool. It was kind of cool. I get a lot of, feedback mostly good, you know, talking about the book. But Illustrator is the one that I love because it's my, it's always been my tool, like the one I use all the time. So,
well, as I said, I was very bitter about the freehand thing. But I think I was teaching like an intro to computers class at one of the colleges, night class, and I had to actually learn Illustrator to teach it, and I was like, man, there's a lot of stuff in here. Like, that's when I realized, I'm like, okay, and I get why Illustrators use the program,
yeah,
because it does that stuff. But I actually did learn Illustrator because I had to teach the thing, but it was different.
You know, it's funny. I actually had the same exact story. I was actually going to teach a class, and it was freehand first, and they switched it to Illustrator.
Oh.
And it was like a week before the class, and I didn't really know Illustrator.
Oh, bait and switch.
Total bait and switch. I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like a whiz at freehand. I get an Illustrator. I'm like, what? What is this? Like, you know. But you learn, you adapt, you know.
I think we taught the whole Creative Suite or all the programs. So I was like, okay, because I'm like, well, I know all the other programs. I can surely pick up one of them.
Yeah. Just, you know, jump right in, right?
I mean, yeah, surely I can run through the tutorial the day before and teach it, which I believe is probably what I did.
Oh, yeah, believe me. But early days, I actually got my start doing all this stuff because there was a... So I started doing catalog work, doing production design, and I had a friend who was teaching a class at a local whatever, and he was gonna go get another job, and he said, hey, I got this class at work. He's like, I can't teach it next week. Can you teach it for me? So I agreed, and I don't know why, but I agreed, and I was standing up in front of the class. By the way, that's where I met my wife. That was my first ever class.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, it's insane. Anyway, so I'm up in there, and as I'm talking, teaching Quark, going through my head, I hate this, I want to stop, I hate this, whole time. And I don't know why, but I agreed to take another class, and somebody from Adobe was sitting in on my class, and they're like, hey, you want to come do some stuff for us? And that... time and place. That did it.
Well, today is actually May the 4th, so I'm just thinking it's like the Emperor. They're like pulling you to the dark side. Like, Brian, come with us.
Yeah, it's a bit of a crazy story, but it's one I love to tell. And I also love to say that my wife, she turned me down that first day when I asked her out. So she's always like, shut up. So somebody says, stop telling people that.
Oh, that's great. We're going to take one last break, and we'll be back. But, well, I forgot to ask, where do people go to find your work?
BrianWoodTraining.com.
BrianWoodTraining.com. And I also forgot to ask, where do they find Adobe? But I think it's just Adobe.com.
Something like that, yeah.
And I think it's like stock.adobe.com or something.
Got it, yep.
And I assume you just go there and do a search for XD, because...
Yep, XD's right up there. Or just go up when you got the Creative Cloud desktop app, just look right up there. We're down there on Windows, so...
Yeah, scroll through the 18,000 apps that come with your, your subscription or whatnot.
You got it, yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, first we'll ask, because this will come out after the fact, so we'll all be completely wrong. So, you basketball guy, who's winning it this year?
So
I'm going on the record. Of course, it'll be wrong by the time this even airs.
It's gonna be all off. So I grew up in Chicago, big Bulls fan.
Okay.
I was there during Jordan, all that. By association, I guess I'm a diehard Warriors fan because my 6-year-old loves them.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little bandwagon.
So you're rooting for your son not to be destroyed.
Yes, I am.
That's fair. If your team's out, you can root for your kid's team.
Exactly.
I'll let that one slide.
It's all good, you know. I'm like, go team, you know.
Well, I'm rooting for LeBron. I don't think the odds are good, but I'm still rooting for him.
We'll see. I don't know. Warriors have a good chance. They're killing it right now, so I don't know. I haven't been able to watch much of the games, though. It's been killing me. Every time I pass by a TV and I see it going, I'm like, don't look, because I recorded it. Nobody talk to me about scores. Please don't, you know. Yeah,
well, the Bulls have been eliminated, but I think you already know that one.
That much I know. Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you like.
That was pretty. Yeah,
was if
pretty
you haven't
sad.
Watched it in a week,
pretty broken up.
You know, I know you may have recorded these games, but if you're a week late, I'm just going to spoil things.
Yeah. Ruin. That's all right.
Yeah. All right, and then what? So what do you actually? What does Brian Wood Designer Training actually work on? Like, what kind of client work?
I actually work with a designer, actually a couple designers, and we do a lot of different kinds of projects. I mean, I get to, like I said, do the book thing. I actually create a lot of learning content for Lynda.com, for Adobe. I actually create a lot of design work for local. I'm in North Carolina.
Okay.
So I do some print work, things like that, for local, just to kind of keep my hands in, because I still love print. I mean, it's, you know, it's not dead. So, but with the designer, we do a lot of websites. We do a lot of different things, and it's, you know, part of it is we do work for nonprofits and for profits, but you know, some of the nonprofits are pretty big, and they really, I love doing it just because there's a need. You know what I mean?
Well, it's also, there's also something nice when you do something and there's like a reaction that's not spend money.
Well, that's,
but it's like a reaction of like helping.
Yeah.
And you just don't get that.
You don't. And yes, I do, like I said, for-profit work and all that. But I, you know what? I kind of like the challenge of nonprofit because it's, you kind of have to, you know, there's the budgetary constraints, right? So you got to kind of think a little more creatively, right? So maybe instead of like hiring that photographer, you know, going to stock. You know, going to Adobe Stock to get you know what you need essentially for the design content,
and then forgetting to swap out the comp and just
and then just
that.
Going with the watermarked version and everything works fine. Yeah, it's, you know, yeah, no, it's good because I try to strike a balance between doing and teaching. You know, because I want to stay in it because I love it. I love doing it. I love being creative. I do a lot of creative stuff at home. I paint. You know, my kid and I, we've painted murals on the walls in our house.
Oh.
We've like done all kinds of crazy stuff, and he's six, and he helps me. So I've got this technique.
Well, he's going to paint on the walls anyway. So
he is already painting on, so we're covering
say,
that up.
Okay. Making him think that he's helping.
Exactly. Yeah.
I got a 4.5-year-old. I'm going to take advice from this, so in a year, this is what we'll be doing.
So get the projector out. So we got a projector. I'll do all my work in Illustrator, whatever, and we'll just project it on the wall, and I have him trace on the wall. So that's his input. And
that's
then
cool.
He'll color in the big stuff, and when he gets to the edges, I scream. You know, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Not outside the lines. This is permanent. You know, so, yeah. It's fun. I love it. It just keeps it. I always want to be more creative, you know, because sometimes, you know, sometimes my job, I can be creative and sometimes I can't. So it's just, I want to keep doing that. But.
Well, and sometimes you get to the parts of the project where it's just production.
That's exactly it.
And then you're like, I need to take a 2-hour break and do something. Anything.
So I started woodworking. I started, like, I play basketball. I just, like, it's like anything to I do the opposite of computers, like, you know what I mean, because I'm you know like you, we're on these all day, and it's like I just want to, like, just the cliche disconnect, you know what I mean, and it just that helps. So yeah, I chop wood. That's my you know, my stress relief. So, you know,
That's not a bad one.
No,
I mean we got a pile. You can come over to the house anytime. Help us out.
Nah, I'm good.
Take down the neighbor's tree. It's blocking our garden. Whatever.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay, so one last question then. We asked, like, what book you get asked about the most? What Lynda.com video do you get asked about the most that you've done?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd probably say the Squarespace, because I do a lot of the Squarespace stuff for them. And that's something that gets a lot of views. A lot of people look at, and I think that's probably the most widely.
Is it like a how to use Squarespace, like some tutorial work?
It's just straight up, like, you want to start? Here you go. Here's a project. Let's go create something. You know what I mean?
No, those are, I love videos like that, because every time you get into a new program, you're just like, man, I'm reading this, but if I could watch a 10-minute video that at least kick-started it.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah.
Like, you say XD is easy to use, and if I open it up, I'm like, if it looks any bit different than what I'm used to, I'm like, is there a 2-minute video that just shows me, like, where the first, like, 3 clicks should be?
Yeah, that's exactly it, yeah. And that's what Adobe's actually doing. They're doing a pretty good job. Like, if you open XD, there's this welcome thing. There's actually a tour you can take, but it's not a typical tour. It's a hands-on tour. So you click, it opens a file, and it's not like how to draw a square. It's, here's what's different in XD. Let's go make an artboard. Let's add this. Let's do this. Let's prototype. Let's share.
Oh, they stole that from, like, video games. Is that like the video games?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Do this with your weapon. Do this.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's smart.
Yeah. Makes it a little bit easier. Easier to start, so.
Well, Brian, we really appreciate your time.
Of course.
Thank you very much. We'll swing by the booth later and say hi.
Nice. It's been good talking with you. Thanks. Appreciate it.
The Reflex Blue Show with Donovan Beery is hosted at 36point.com. Music by Dustlab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.